Welcome to episode 5 of The Versatile Writer, providing support and encouragement to writers and creatives. I'm going to forego the housekeeping aspects of it today. I'm sure you've probably heard all of those on previous episodes. I'm just covering the prompts today. You'll have to excuse my voice. I might be losing it. So here we go. Episode 5. In this episode, I'm covering U and V. That's understand, unpublish, unconfined, uninterrupted. And in V, vanity, versatile, voice, ironically, victorious beginnings and vicious endings. So here we go. U for understand. Do you understand what you're doing? Are you writing a story? Are you writing non-fiction? Are you learning a new kind of craft? One of the things I should do when I start writing is write an outline. If I'm learning a new kind of craft, I read the instructions. Okay, let's be real here for a minute. No, I don't do any of those things. Of course I want to, and sometimes I sort of start to, but if it's a craft, I tend to learn by playing, and if that doesn't work, I only then do I reach for a YouTube video to help me, and then I might look for instructions. If it's a new story, no, of course I don't always write an outline. My creative process is to jot down an idea, develop it through characters and the title, and eventually a plot. It all takes time until I understand what I want to do with it. So, instructions, sure, but we're not all logically minded from the get-go. And outlines, sure, but sometimes it's best to jump right on in. So whatever is best for you to understand, you go ahead and do your thing. U is unpublished. I'm going to look at this from two angles. Unpublished, as in you've not yet published, and when self-published is looked at as unpublished. Let's start with the first unpublished. So often writers are drawn to finishing their books, and then the next task is to get it in front of readers. It is, after all, a reasonable process. But as I've mentioned previously, some books are not meant to be made for the public. For whatever reason, it might be due to the content being intended for just one set of eyes. Perhaps it's a diary. Maybe the book was intended for a small group of people, like a family unit, and it would be of no interest to others. Whatever the reason, not all books are written to be published, and that's okay. I always say that because people sometimes feel a bit down because they've written it and spent all that time doing it, and they won't publish it. But being published is not the be-all and end-all for some writers. It's a choice. Now let's move on to the other side of unpublished. This is the side, as mentioned, when bodies like competitions, writer-in-residence initiatives, and societies or groups don't accept self-published writers as eligible to enter because they don't deem them published because they funded the activity. I could go on a rant about this, but I won't right now. Usually, if I see a competition or initiative that interests me and I read the submission guidelines and find they won't accept writers who've been self-published, I move away from giving it my time and energy. There, I said it. That said, in this day and age, really? Okay, I said I wasn't going to vent, so I won't, but really? Moving swiftly on to U for unconfined and uninterrupted. These two were sent in by Zelma Klein from the Facebook group Arcane Quill. Thank you, Zelma. Now, obviously, I don't know what's going through Zelma's mind when she sent these in, so I take them as prompts and apply them to my own experiences. Unconfined to me means not being restricted. That would be both physically and creatively. If I'm feeling claustrophobic with work or other things, encroaching on my thinking space, I will have to change my environment. And that might mean going for a walk or changing rooms or going to the gym. Might be as simple as taking a nap or meditating. Being confined or restricted in any way stunts my creativity. So being allowed to be free and think free is a huge need for me. Uninterrupted is quite amusing for me, at least. If I'm really focused on a piece of writing, fiction or non-fiction, it will be quite clear from my door being closed that I don't want to be disturbed. Fortunately, Sylvia Plath's suggestion of having a room of one's own has fit my circumstances beautifully, as I do need to have a room to work from. But it wasn't always the case. There was a time when I would use the only table we had to work from, and that would be next to the TV. So if somebody was watching that and I wanted to write, we'd have to work around each other's activities. I realise it's not always possible, but ensuring that people respect your writing time and thinking time is sometimes necessary. If there are too many interruptions at home, Perhaps try a library, a coffee shop, or somewhere else that works for you. Now let's move on to the V's. V for vanity. Probably one of the biggest things in writing to highlight is when authors are pulled into the unscrupulous world of vanity publishing. I looked online to find a reasonable definition of a vanity publisher, because I found I couldn't give one, as mine would be clouded by anger. So I found a site called Science Fiction and Fantasy Writers Association, who describe vanity publishers as a publisher who charges a fee to produce a book and requires the author to buy them as a condition of publication. They go on to add that vanity publishers present themselves as real publishing houses. Wikipedia defines it as a publishing house where the author pays to have the book published and signs a restrictive contract which involves surrendering significant rights. Wikipedia also goes on to say that it's not to be confused with hybrid publishing or assisted self-publishing. I'm sure you can do your own research on this, but do be aware of vanity publishers and houses. I'd hate for you to get caught up in that. V for versatile. Being adaptable to all kinds of writing can help you stand out as well as giving yourself opportunities. I call this podcast The Versatile Writer because writing isn't just one thing. It's not just about fiction or its subgenres, or non-fiction and its subgenres, or journalism or copywriting or writing a diary or blogging or calligraphy or studying graphology or any other type of writing there is. It's about being versatile, of course, if you want to be. V is for voice. Voice often gets mixed up with style of writing, but there are subtle differences. Style refers to the way the story was written, as in the kinds of syntax that was used, whether you enjoyed using particular words or long, beautiful words or short, punchier ones. Maybe concise sentences or whirly and winding ones. And your voice refers to the way the author narrates through the character. Voice is a kind of fingerprint. It's your personality coming through. Nobody's voice will be quite like yours. V is for victorious beginnings and vicious ends. These two are again from Zelma from Facebook's Arcane Quill. And I'll end with these two today, mostly because I've run out of U's and V's and also my voice is going. But thank you, Zelma, for these. Victorious beginnings sounds like it's victorious already. Just the word encapsulates a feeling of grandiose happenings. So why not begin your story with a grand entrance? A vicious ending is quite the opposite. A vicious ending could be that the thriller you thought was leading you to a satisfying ending has just revealed that the main character met with a rather unfortunate end, or that the story ends with a tough-to-process cliffhanger. Maybe a vicious ending in a horror would be that the goodies didn't catch the baddies after all and the baddies walk away with blood on their hands. Certainly food for thought. Thank you so much for listening to episode 5, U and V of The Versatile Writer. I hope you can join me next time.